I will now call the meeting back to order and entertain our next case.
Thank you. Our next case this evening is case number 12,748. David and Kathleen Birch seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures, sections 115.34, 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of West Stony Run within the Keenwick Sound subdivision. The 911 address is 37843 West Stony Run, Selbyville. And the zoning district is MRRPC, medium density residential planned community. The tax parcel district, a tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 697.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2.7-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch. I would note, submitted to the record, Mr. Chairman, we have 7 letters in support, 0 letters in opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Please come forward. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is David Birch. The address is 37843 West Stony Run, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Basically, hopefully it won't take as long as the last one, but we're looking for a 2.7 variance from the front building setback to install an 8-foot wide front porch on an existing structure. The existing structure was built in 1989. We have the boundary survey that we received back in 2012 that shows the front setbacks being the building setback itself. If you can give me a second here. Here we go. The left front corner being 34.8 feet back and the right front corner being 35.5 feet back. Through an additional survey for the site plan, our left front corner of the porch would be a 2.7-foot variance, I guess. We're requesting a 2.7-foot variance over the 30-foot building setback line. We have our architectural review committee approval from the HOA with Keenwick Sound. And we have testimony from our adjoining neighbors within the area, I guess with exception to 704, that's just presently under construction, for us to proceed with our 8-foot front porch addition. We have submitted exhibits to the board. Exhibit A was the attachments we put with the application. Exhibit B was photos for the front of the house, the left and right side views, and an aerial view. Exhibit C was a declaration of covenants and conditions and restrictions for Keenwick Sound, which gives the Architectural Review Committee approval to, on behalf of the HOA, to approve variances for, let me find the page here. For allowing each lot in the subdivision to be developed then its maximum aesthetic potential, and we feel by not tearing the house down, by adding a front porch, we're adding to that maximum aesthetic potential. We also have Exhibit D, as I mentioned before, our signed affidavits from our neighbors supporting the approval of this variance. I want to keep it short. I know we've been here a while. Would you like to see the exhibits up on the screen, or do you have them with you?
I believe we have them.
They're in the paperless packet. I can call them up if we need them on the screen.
Okay, well, at this point, it's probably better for the question and answer period.
Questions from the board?
The 2.7, that wasn't included in the steps,
no.
Right?
No, we can move the steps to the side if the board wishes. We like the steps in the front only because it gives us a more aesthetic feeling to the neighborhood and the people. We have a lot of people walking in the neighborhood. It's a very, very social neighborhood, and I feel putting the steps on the front is just a more sociable aspect, not as private as putting the steps to the side of the porch.
Mr. Whitehouse, my recollection was the steps, because it was less than 5 feet, would not need a variance as projected into the front yard. Is that correct?
That's correct, as long as they remain open to the sky. That's correct.
And those steps are not covered steps, right?
They're not covered steps.
Would that also apply to the back steps on this property?
As if they remain open and unenclosed, they can project.
So there's no variance needed for the back steps?
They're existing.
They can, they're existing, but if they, they can project 5 feet if they're open and unenclosed.
Do you have an idea of how far your property line is from West Stony Road Run, meaning the actual physical asphalt?
Footage?
Yes.
You know, there's a transformer, was it a transformer or a cable box in the upper left-hand corner? And from the cable box to the road, I'm going to, let me pull up the aerial I have here real quick. Maybe I have it on here. No, it's not on there. But I would venture to say it's at least 10 feet from the edge of paving. Be conservative for your purposes.
So, just doing some quick math and approximate math, the closest point of the, your front porch is going to be 37 feet from the road.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm looking at cement steps on the back, and I'm looking at a shed. Is the shed yours, sir?
Yes. That was existing as well. The shed is, let's see if that's shown on the boundary survey. All right. The shed is 5 feet off the back property line and 9 feet off the left property sideline.
No variance is needed for the shed because it's less than 6 feet.
And again, that was existing as well.
Thank you.
We're also proposing to add siding to the house. We're doing a remodel in the house. It's, the house is a good house. I mean, it's sound, it's structural. We're the third owners of it. It was built with insulation all throughout. It's been a four-season home. And our intent is actually to retire there.
Mr. Sharp?
Did you look at a smaller porch that would not encroach into the setback?
Presently, we have a 6-foot porch on our house in Maryland. And we find with the rocking chairs, you have to stop, sit up for people to walk back and forth. And we always felt that extra 2 feet, that if we had an 8-foot porch, it'd be a lot more functional as a front porch. So that's why we're going for an 8-foot porch on this house.
And is this going to be screened in or covered?
It'll be covered, not screened in.
Because if you had an open deck, I don't believe you'd need a variance at all. Did you consider looking at an open deck rather than a porch?
You know,
we're covering just the portion
we have, but I like to sit out when it's raining and hear it. Tell you the truth, it's just something more appealing to have it covered, to be able to sit in the rain and listen.
Well, tonight might be a night for that. Do you have a well and septic on the property?
There's an existing well. We're on public city and water. Artesian, I think, is our water company, and it's Sussex County. I think we pay a front foot benefit charge quarterly to the county for the well, for the sewage, public sewage.
And I think your testimony was that you did not build the house. It was prior. You're like the third owner. Is that
correct?
Right? And Mr. Whitehouse, my understanding is that the small lot ordinance does not apply to this property because it's in an RPC. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And are there any conditions of that RPC that the board needs to be made aware of?
Not that I know of regarding bulk area and design. There are obviously limitations on unit numbers in the RPC and structural landscaping, but nothing specifically relating to lot shape or size or geometry or anything that I know of. So,
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Sir, I just want to clarify, the Three Seasons room is already there on
correct.
The rear. Did you put the Three Seasons room there?
No, it was there when we
it was there when you purchased it. You're just adding the front porch.
Correct.
Okay. In that community, do many of your neighbors have front porches?
Yes.
So this is a common feature for this
yes.
area? I wouldn't blame you if you don't know this, but do you happen to know, are they 6-foot porches, 8-foot porches in your
they
community?
Vary.
They vary.
Yeah, they vary.
And I suspect they probably vary on age because most people today are building 8-foot porches. They're not building 6-foot porches for functionality just like you described.
Correct.
Okay, that's the only question I have.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I do have one question if I could ask the board. The community, Kennewick Sound, is private roads, not publicly maintained, and I was wondering if that's any of pertinent value to this hearing at all. Or if we maintain the roads, it's a private community.
Is your porch going to impact the road?
No.
I don't.
I was just curious. I was just curious because of the nature that we have to maintain our roads, and this county doesn't publicly maintain them. So I'm going to try to keep it short.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12748 for Mr. David and Kathleen Birch?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for 12748 for Mr. David and Kathleen Birch and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12748 for David and Kathleen Birch. I feel that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.